the storytelling about woman so strong, so different, not comfortable woman, not but original woman. The people need it, need this storytelling.
Good morning, podcast.
A podcast to talk about podcasts.
We love podcasts because everybody can create one.
Because it's a free media.
And also because amazing contents are being created every day.
Every week we meet a person with many, many interesting things and insight to tell us about podcasts.
We want them to help us understand why and how this very small industry
wants to grow and become big.
I am Veronica Figueroa, with an accent. I'm a journalist and a producer of all the podcasts in El País, the Spanish leading newspaper, and also those that are created under SAM321. I also have my own small little podcast. We call it La Invasión, or The Invasion, which is a podcast about the Venezuelan community in Spain.
I am Maso Pernucci, Italian, living in Madrid, Spain. I am the director of SAM321, a boutique content agency producing podcasts with lots of passion.
Hey, this is not a test. This is
podcasting. Hi, Veronica. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Tommaso?
I'm fine, thank you. And today at Good Morning Podcast, we will move to Italy to meet Rossana De Michele and Gian Andrea Cerone, co-founders of one of the most amazing projects in content and podcast in Italy, but also in Europe, called Storie Libere, Free Stories, an impressive example of talented podcast startup with more than 40 shows released in less than 2 years. 40 shows. Storie Libere leads the original podcast creation in Italy, recently signed a 3 years agreement with Audible, and has run a successful equity crowdfunding campaign. I must disclose that I've taken part in it.
So if you run a startup in this podcast industry, Storie Libere is an inspiring story of quality podcast creation and business growth to take example from.
Rossana, Gian Andrea, welcome. Thank you for sharing your experience with Good Morning Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Don't exaggerate, please. We are strong, but not so stronger.
Well, you will tell us. 40 shows in 2 years is certainly impressive. Let's start from the very beginning of your journey, guys. Can you tell us the story about how Storie Libere became a reality?
Oh, yes. It's for a mistake, not a mistake of our public radio, because they decide to stop a lot of radio show with storytelling. We don't know exactly why, but they do it. And we thought 2 years ago that it can be a big advantage for someone that wants to produce a podcast in Italy, because the public radio leave a lot of free space for the podcaster. And we decide to use this advantage to start our activity really quickly. And we imagine an industrial and editorial positioning. For the industrial positioning, an independent network. And for the editorial positioning, we imagine to work with militant narrator. It means that people with a big passion and big competence about their theme, their stories. Yes, exactly. And we start with editorial, esordienti, how to start to write and become famous in a book in the book industry. And with Matteo Bibianchi, because Matteo Bibianchi was a really big example of militant narrator. And then arrived Morgana and Fucking Genius, and we start to do a lot of popular sciences and about fucking genius. But the same thing happened with Morgana, because we are we public monography of famous woman, and Morgana became immediately a bestseller. Immediately.
You decided to create Storie Libere with a network of great storytellers.
Yes. Yes, it is. And we collect a lot of storyteller and a lot of stories. This is our first first choice, was our first choice, and now we are continuing to do it because we can never stop to do it, because we have Audible, how you mention it, and now we have a new contract with HarperCollins.
Wow.
Wow.
For 2 years, we have a 2 years contract with HarperCollins for 4 books a year from our history.
Rosanna, I'm sorry. I understand that your background in storytelling is actually on TV shows. So how do you translate that to just audio and then to a book?
Because I understand that when I made the documentary, every time I start from the audio, because for me the audio is the most important things in a documentary too, because you use the audio and then you put the image, but first you have to cut the interview. You have to write the all the soundtrack, and then to do it, you made the podcast.
Wow!
So starting from the story and putting soundtrack into it, right?
Yes, and I think that one of the most similar thing from in television is the documentary, definitely. And we understand that the word is most important of the image, because you can direct your story in
your mind.
In your mind, you don't need that someone other do it for you.
Benvenuti a Morgana, la casa delle donne fuori dagli schemi. Io sono Michela Murgia e mi piacciono le donne controcorrente, quelle che nella percezione comune sono strane, pericolose, esagerate, stronze, a modo loro tutte diverse.
We are listening to the intro of Morgana, your most successful podcast up to today. And it has been a hit in the Italian podcast scene. It's always in the top 10 of every chart, and it has become a brand on its own with different formats, from a podcast to books, events. How has Morgana evolved so quickly?
Because there is a big hole in Italy about the gender gap, about the storytelling of the gender gap, and tell about the storytelling about women so strong, so different, and not comfortable woman, not but original woman. The people need this storytelling.
Uh-huh.
The answer of the audience was immediately so strong.
Yeah.
And now we have 2 more bestsellers and 2 more books. Yesterday we published 2 new books from our history. One from Fucking Genius and one from Il Gorilla Ce l'ha Piccolo.
So shows become books, and maybe TV series one day.
Yes, and
the target is became series too, always.
And the community is important too, and the live show that we made with the brand.
Interesting, live shows. Can you tell us more about live shows?
We meet people like with a book, like with a book presentation. We had a big party for the Morgana for the Morgana birthday with 1,000 people.
Yes.
Wow.
And after this, with a performance.
All right. In a theater.
It was in a theater, yes.
Yes, in a big theater. We recorded a bonus track of Morgana. Morgana Live for the birthday. And then after this, after the publishing of the book, we do a tour, a big tour, with more than 30 meeting with people. Sometimes at the end, we don't accept a place with less than 50-100 people, because we have a big list of people that want to listen the Morgana stories.
Congrats, this is interesting. From a podcast to a 360 degrees brand. Are live shows a business?
Oh, yeah. Yes, now yes. When we started, no. But now yes, because invite us to make the lineup of a podcaster sometimes, and they paid us to for do it, obviously, when we build something really relevant.
But how is it going to work with the pandemic? Is there going to be less people? Are you going to have something special set up?
People is a big space with we need, obviously, in Italy we are doing a lot of the theater is now still alive. Mm-hmm. Obviously less people, all the protection
with the mask,
the protection and the distance, the social distance is respected,
guys. But this means that you have a community that is so loyal to your shows. Is this the only way that you communicate with your listeners, or is there another way in which listeners can talk to podcast hosts?
We have a monthly newsletter. Mm-hmm. And we use a lot of social, obviously.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of press, good press. We are lucky because a lot of journalists want to build, want to
know our history, and speak about in our podcast and so on.
It's kind of a success story the press love to talk about. But how is the overall Italian podcast scene right now?
About the quarantine, obviously, we improve our audience.
Actually, it's estimated that we have about 17 million of people
all over Italy.
All over
Italy. Wow.
Yes, in November, we were 12.
Yes.
And we are going 5% month by month.
Monthly, yes, monthly.
And this is really the most important thing, I think, is that the word podcast is now known.
Yes.
Because for the pandemic, no one knows very well this word. Mm-hmm. All the people think about the radio podcast. No one knows the original. Okay. Now, during the pandemic, 80% of people use this word in social, and is a good increase of this word, and this is really important because now we're in the newspaper, on in radio, in the media.
Fucking Genius è irriverente, ma allo stesso tempo rispettoso di figure che nella storia hanno cambiato la nostra evoluzione, la nostra rivoluzione. Fucking Genius è la storia dei talenti che hanno incontrato nella loro epoca, nel loro contesto, l'humus.
Let's talk about business now. Rossana, Gianandrea, what's Storia Libre business model and how does the 3-year deal with Audible or the agreement with HarperCollins work?
Oh, this work has the best things for us.
Recurring revenues.
Yes,
yes,
because we have a good deal with Audible. This is the second. We will start now, just now, the second year. And we produced last year 5 series for Audible, around 20 episodes each. some 12 episodes, but we have to work a lot to develop this
proposal.
Yes, yeah. This series, because next year we have to produce more series that this year, but it's a big opportunity for a lot of narrator. We will do a lot of scouting in the self-publisher, yeah, podcaster, and yes, we will work with HarperCollins too, because they have a lot of author, obviously, and this is one of the target of this
deal
with HarperCollins too.
You are producing exclusive series for Audible, correct?
Exactly. Yes.
Whilst other series are distributed in every platform.
Are free, exactly. But sometimes we find a brand to help us to produce it. For example, now we are producing a special series of Morgana with Buddy Bank.
It's a new mobile bank.
Exactly, mobile bank. For the gender gap too, for the financial gender gap.
Uh-huh.
Il Foglio is an important newspaper in Italy, and we made the podcast Il Figlio with Annalena Benini, the son, and weekly we do it. And
is it a new podcast?
It's a storytelling podcast, because Annalena Benini speak about family. Okay, it's a podcast about family history. And we do it with Il Foglio every week, and we are working with other newspaper to produce more history from with newspaper, and then we have the lesson, as we tell you, and then we have the book, because now we have 5 books.
This is a great story of growth. How many are you at Storie Libere?
10 people, around 10 people, but a lot of collaborators, obviously, a lot of narrator that work with us. And 5 people are in charge of the society. But we need to grow up, and this is why we made the crowdfunding.
Yeah. That's another interesting point. It's not very common for a podcast startup to run an equity crowdfund campaign.
We do crowdfunding campaign because we have a big community. So it's the first move in the financial world. It was make up our community and ask them to financing us our history, and so we want to do this before to have a proof financial or a venture capitalist. It's better to ask out to our people to help us,
because we want to remain independent.
How much are you raising through the campaign?
To
200,000 in this moment, but we had one month more.
How many people from the community is contributing right now?
For the moment, 70. 70.
Oh, wow.
With big with big money.
And tell us, what's the valuation of the company?
This is the most important thing, Tommaso, because we need absolutely evaluation, because some editor started to look us with too much interest, and we decide to do this crowdfunding for these two, because we need to
to set the value.
Exactly. At this moment is 3 million and 50.
Enough, yes.
Yeah, 3.5 million. Okay, now it's correct.
Storie libere per Audible Original. Mi sarei potuta chiamare Ginevra, nascere a Parigi, figlia di aristocratici o di industriali. Sarei potuta essere bionda, occhi azzurri.
Invece mi chiamo Teresa Ciabatti, nasco a Orbetello, provincia di Grosseto, capelli occhi marroni.
In just 2 years from scratch, Storia Libera is now a powerhouse in producing great content, turning content into brands, publishing books, running events, and it's even a podcasting school with Holden, the writer's Antonio Baricco storytelling school. Storia Libera seems unstoppable.
Yes, we are so tired. We are really tired. because we choose this life and now we definitely need more collaborator because for the commercial part, for example, because we have a lot of opportunity, but now is sometimes we can't pick this opportunity because we need more people to do it.
As usual, startups become companies. It's part of the game. What I found interesting in the crowdfunding information is that you're planning to launch a podcast listening app. Really? Another one?
We want to do it just for the e-learning. Because we have a lot to require for our podcast school. Okay? And we think that the best thing will be to improve this because we don't have enough time to do all over Italy this
person
and too much people ask us. And this is the first course we want to put in our e-learning platform. But we are not sure that we have to build one alone. Probably we can participate with an e-learning platform that exists yet. But we need the money to develop this project, obviously. But we think that definitely will be another part of our business, another part of our brand identity.
What's the vision for the next 5 years? Because it doesn't seem like you're thinking about an exit out of the company. It seems like you want to be doing this in the next 15 years. So is that right?
We imagine that some editor of some podcast audio company will participate with us probably in the future. We want to maintain the independence, the editorial independence, and we have. It's really difficult to find a partner that accept it, because it's the most important things for us. And about the exit, we imagine three different scenarios, three different options. One is industrial partner that arrive and give to the exit possibility. Another is a conventional option with venture capitalists that help us to continue to develop, to grow up more. And the third is the
stock exchange, IPO.
Stock exchange.
Exactly. I think it will the most difficult, obviously.
Sounds crazy. Is becoming an international company one of your goals?
Of course.
But we have to do the pandemic. Obviously stop us because we are publishing our first English history.
All right.
You can listen the trailer on our on Storia Libera.
And over 10 years ago, I went on a reckless mission, becoming an Italian abroad. In particular, becoming British while remaining deeply Italian. To Ricky. I'm an Italian performer and storyteller.
We have to rebuild completely the show because obviously the pandemic changed the scenery of European students and European worker, young workers.
All right. So if you need an Italian living in Spain for 30 years with an amazing expat experience, here I am.
Yes, we want to talk about every people from Europe that change town, change life to study and work, and especially in UK, that we are now restarting to work with this project. And then we have the Soli about the Osho kids,
the Osho community,
the Osho community. And a lot, all the major of our interview was in English, and we translate in Italian. And now we decide to translate all the series in English. And next week we will launch two new episodes from US, because the director that was a Osho kids decide to tell us his story, because he listened the podcast and he decided to contribute to the story. And we made two new episodes that we publish. We will publish next week, but we are translating it, and we hope to publishing in January all the series in English. Presents
Osho, Sheila, Rajneeshpuram, and Oregon. An army dressed in red, and a city suddenly born in the desert. Where does this story come from? How old were we then? Why didn't we know about it? Who hid it from us? I had just finished watching the documentary.
It has been really an interesting conversation. Thank you very much. Your story is really unique. But to wrap up, guys, we'd like to give your advice to young creators approaching podcasting. What's your suggestions for them?
Oh, the first thing is listen a lot of podcasts, please.
Which seems obvious, but it's not.
No, it's not. As in the book world, a lot of people want to write a book, but they don't like to read it, and it is impossible to do a good podcast without knowing the podcast world, and without listen the good podcasts, for example, the New Yorker podcaster, or a lot of podcasts from all over the world. And this is the first thing. The second thing is, don't imagine that you open your PC and you record something without an idea. You have to choose a story that can work in 10 lines of word, because more is too much. It means it's too difficult to understand your history.
Right.
The second thing that you have to have the perspective. The fil rouge is important, but perspective too. If you have to imagine an interview podcast, you have to have image. Who are the people that you can interview, not for the first episode, but for
during,
10 episodes.
During the series, yeah.
And at the end, the treatment. How you can imagine your podcast. You have to imagine it before very well. How many voices, the tone,
the music,
sound design, exactly. You have to choose all this before. And then the last but not least, write a lot.
Yeah.
You have to write your podcast, especially if it is a story that you want to that the audience listen. Because no one can imagine how it's difficult tell something without write it before.
That's great suggestions, right, Veronica?
You can really tell that she's a teacher.
Absolutely. I'm the first teacher of Storie Libere. You can imagine. Signorina Rottermeier, they call me. You know?
Point by point, you have to do this, this, this. That was great, Rosanna. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here on Good Morning Podcast. Thank you, Gian Andrea. It was a pleasure. And please, everybody listening, it's storielibere.fm. I'm going to spell that for you. That's storielibere.fm. So lots of luck, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Grazie mille, ragazzi. Bellissima intervista.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Avete una bellissima storia da raccontare. Thank you very much. Ciao, ciao.
You've just listened to Good Morning Podcast. This is a project from Sam321 and is hosted by me, Veronica Figueroa, and Tommaso Prenucci. All the music and editing is done by David Alonso. His info is at alonsogarzon.es. Every week, we have a new podcast about podcasts, sometimes in English, other times in Spanish. If you enjoy it, please share it.